Good morning, it's Carly and Seamus right across the Far North. And Carly, we've got some special guests here in Far North Queensland.
Yeah, Michael and Martha, they're currently lining up to go to the reef as we speak, but they've been all over social media documenting their time in Cairns. Are you guys part of some sort of tourism campaign now?
No, but we can be.
So you did explain that you were kind of almost forced to come to Cairns because Michael's passport had expired. But it hasn't been too bad, has it?
No, it's been so nice. Like, we're a little bit sunburnt, which is we weren't expecting, but it's been really nice.
Now, it's been a bit of a controversial time for you, Martha, because obviously you attended the Logies a couple of weeks back. Koshy said you elbowed him. You said it didn't happen. What is going on?
Well, I don't know. Why are we still talking about Koshy?
Because it's been in the news lately.
Look, no, I didn't elbow him. I think he just made it up because, I don't know, maybe he wanted some publicity, some attention.
Koshy,
like 5 days in a row.
Yeah, no, I love it. Koshy is going to hijack your publicity to make himself a bigger profile. Hey, I want to know.
Word it like that. That's bad. Don't word it like that.
After Married at First Sight, what's life been like? What have you been doing?
Babe, why don't you take this one?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good, hey mate, Michael,
welcome.
So I was just trying to make sure we didn't miss our boat.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you don't miss the boat.
No, we're all good. Life after match has been a lot more relaxing, I'll be honest, without all the cameras in our face.
I just had a WWF fight like last week. How have you been relaxed?
Well, it's been relaxed for me, not so much for Martha. So I've been cruising though.
Okay.
No, so you stressed out with me too.
Whoa, what's going on?
Is everything all right?
What fight? What WWF fight, Martha? What's going on?
Between Koshy and me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Well, hang on. No, you just said we shouldn't bring that up again. Please don't bite my head off again.
Guys, you have been relaxing by the pool at Riley. And I noticed that there's been paparazzi around. You're on the Daily Mail yesterday. I have never heard of paparazzi in Cairns. Where did they come from?
Well, Michael did a little bit of research and he looked him up and the guy is actually a local photographer. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. We're not going to name him because we wouldn't want to give him any publicity.
Name him.
I don't know. His last name is Walker.
What's his first name?
Photography.
He's been invading our privacy since we've been here. So if you're listening, mate, cheers for that.
He's got some nice angles of me.
I'm just shocked that there's a paparazzi getting around Cairns. I feel like he definitely has an off-season.
I don't think he's a pap. I think he's a photographer that sold photos.
Carly, can I just say, this kind of feels like a Jerry Springer episode. It's like it's back. There's a lot going on in this interview.
There is a lot going on in this
show. Hang on. How are you guys? Is there trouble in paradise or are you guys still well and truly in love?
No, we're perfect. Everything's going how it should be.
And you know what? You guys were such a solid couple on the show, and I love that you guys have still remained together. But let's talk about some of the other contestants, because during the season, you were really close with Jess. Now, she's kind of just taken on a world of her own. She's always on and off with all these different blokes. Are you guys still close? There was talk that you had beef at the Logies.
No, I feel like that relationship is, like, done and dusted.
So what happened?
I don't know. I honestly don't know what happened. I wish I had an answer, but I don't. I feel like I'd seen the girls at the Logies and I was expecting like a hello from them both. And I didn't get that. I don't know. I don't know why.
And I want to talk about Innes as well, because you were close with her. Did you have a falling out with her as well?
No. And that was like the most disappointing of all, because I feel like Innes was somebody who, you know, I had her, like, stay at my house with me, like, when the whole entire country hated her. And I feel like I, you know, was always there for her. And then I don't know what happened. I went to say hi to her and that was it. It was so strange, because that week I was actually talking to them on, like, text and social media. But whatever.
So you were having normal conversations with them and then beef just... Do you think they're a bit jealous that you're invited to the Logies and they weren't?
I don't want to assume and say that's what it was. I don't know what it was. Maybe they were drinking. I don't know.
Now, what is next for you guys, Martha? Because I can imagine returning to a real job with all this attention around you at the moment would be hard. What are you guys going to do next? Are you living together?
Not really, but Michael lives really close to... I'm living with my parents. He lives really close there, so I...
Oh, so you did move to Melbourne?
Yeah, I am back in Melbourne.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've got a few tricks up our sleeve. We're not... I don't know if we're ready to say just yet, but we have some tricks.
Oh. Now, we've got to wrap this up. I want to know, now, finally, will if Koshy reaches out, will you guys make amends?
I'd love to. I don't hold grudges.
Will you reach out to Koshy?
An apology, because I feel like he doesn't understand how he's impacted me by making up, like, I don't know.
Well, okay, because he went on Sunrise the next day and spoke about it. So this is your platform now. What do you want to say to Koshy?
No, I don't have anything else to say. I'm really done with the Koshy, thing. I'm over it. I'm in Cairns now, like having fun. I haven't even thought about him.
Okay, well, Martha, I'm glad that you guys are having fun. Enjoy the reef today, and we might see you around the Riley over the weekend.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
See you guys.